Sharon, Sharon, Stewman, Stewmon. Date of birth is 9/27/49. Today's 4/23/26. Sharon is a 76-year-old woman who's been seen today for hospice face-to-face evaluation. This will be shared with the hospice medical director. Patient currently is in her second benefit period from 2/7/2026 to 5/7/2026. This 76-year-old woman, in the paragraph, is currently in hospice with history of acute and chronic systolic congestive heart failure. Comorbidities include hypertension, COPD, chronic shortness of breath, bowel and bladder incontinence, gait abnormality, gastroesophageal reflux, depression, and muscle weakness, period. Patient suicide is at 95% of room air. She has ADL dependency. She's obese. She uses her oxygen mainly at night because of sleep apnea, period. She also has issues with chronic pain, which she takes medications on a regular basis. She's originally, new paragraph, originally from Houston, has no children. She was married and divorced in 1984. She worked for a paper company. She complains of increased constipation, not responding to the current stool softener, and a rash that she developed under her breast, period. Patient currently has a PPS of 40%. Patient stays with Michelle, who's a paid help for her. Michelle tells me that she's short of breath at all times, and they offer her the oxygen, but she refuses that most of the time, except at nighttime. She's become quite weak. Patient also has a history of CVA and a coronary artery bypass graft, which left her with a very large abdominal wall hernia underneath her left breast, which has also become painful and requires pain medications as well. Patient is eating about 30-40% of her meals per caretaker. She has bouts of dysphagia and difficulty with swallowing, consistent with chronic aspiration, period. Patient does not have an extensive history of tobacco abuse in the past. Patient was on nebulizer treatment, but she has refused taking it at this time. Patient has swelling of the lower extremity at 2+, related to her ongoing congestive heart failure. She belongs to New York Heart Association Class 4 with shortness of breath at all times. Patient rash and constipations were reported to the medical, to the DON and to the medical director for treatment immediately. Overall prognosis remains good. Given natural progression of the disease, most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.